Today, joining us is local author, inventor, and Leeds native Mike Eager. His book, Sweet Sorghum Dixie, tells the story of the sweet substance in southern Utah and its important role in the history of Leeds. He's the owner of the last sorghum mill in Washington County. What's sorghum? Mike is about to educate us. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
My pleasure, Julie. Sorghum is the byproduct of the juice out of the sugar cane stalks. There's a lot of different varieties of sugar cane. Mm-hmm. Leeds, of course, is famous because of the soil and the water. The climate has the longest growing season in the whole state. Mm-hmm. It's really important for the history because in the early pioneer days, if you can imagine the wagons rolling into St. George and other towns, there were no grocery stores. You couldn't buy sugar. There were very few honey, beekeepers. So sorghum came across the plains as the West was settled in a lot of communities and became the sweetener of choice. It's very nutritious, used in all kinds of baking. You can substitute it for honey, for sugar, for molasses, which isn't the same as sorghum.
Now, it's my understanding that molasses, when cane is being made into sugar, molasses is a byproduct. And sometimes people confuse molasses with sorghum, don't they?
They really do. Molasses is a great product, still has iron and still has nutritional value, some sweetness. But sorghum is the pure product of the cane stalk. All we do is evaporate the juice out of it, similar to how they make maple syrup from the sap out of maple trees.
So you crush it, and the result, after a few steps, is sorghum.
Yeah, we crush it, we filter it, we cook it in vats. It takes quite a long cooking process, a lot of skimming. The chlorophyll comes up to the top, you skim that off. When it turns 226 degrees on a candy thermometer, it kind of flakes off the scoop that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And we always taste it at that point. It's a beautiful amber color when it's finished, when it's done properly, and has a mild flavor. Pioneers used it in baking, cooking. If grandma wanted to make cakes, cookies, whatever, bread, add it to make your own barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. And I take it this was essential to pioneers simply because it was easier to make than other more extensive cane processes and very portable, and it lasts a long time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It'll store just like honey when it's made properly. It was used throughout the West, actually through the whole country, because we made thousands of gallons in Leeds for primarily the church welfare program. Mm-hmm. That provided food and substance to needy families. And so the sorghum we made in Leeds was shipped all over.
All over the place. So, and how long, when did they start making sorghum in Leeds? And now we're down to you. How long did sorghum serve as the main sweetener for pioneers in Utah?
I would say it was the main sweetener up into the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And then sugar became readily available out of Utah, Idaho, sugar manufacturing. The sugar beets that were grown here for the seed is another pioneer industry that hasn't been remembered too much. Where the opera house is used to be the sugar beet processing
plant. Really?
Yeah, they processed the seed. Then it shipped up to Idaho. They planted it, and the beets were made into white sugar.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, why are we talking about sorghum? Obviously, it's important historically, and it's certainly important to Leeds. So I want them to know a new film that's set for viewing at this year's Doc Utah. It's called A Town for All Seasons, The Story of Leeds. It opens the festival Monday, September 2nd, and you play a key role in that film, and you're going to be there at the opening, right?
I don't know just where I'll be in the film, but it'll be fun to be there. And I've reached out to a lot of my classmates. I grew up in Leeds. We went to school for 6 years in the old schoolhouse that's now the town office.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all bused to St. George for the seventh grade. So I have a lot of friends here. I've reached out to them. I think a lot of them would like to come and see the book. Some of them already have it. It'll be available and affordable, and it's a fun read.
Oh, it definitely is. I can attest to that.
Thank you.
You'll be there at the opening. You're going to bring some sorghum with you. You'll have copies of your book that tell all about that history and what it all means in relation to Leeds. Some of the other things we'll learn in the film, you were telling me, are some great stories about what it was like to grow up in Leeds. And I know you had a couple of stories you wanted to share with us. Tell us about growing up in Leeds, what it meant to you, and what fun meant when you were growing up there.
Well, you know, we made our own fun. We worked hard. We all had jobs in the fields to make money. There weren't any movie theaters. There weren't any malls. There was a couple of little scratchy type grocery stores where you could buy just the basic necessities. Mm-hmm. There was regular and ethyl gasoline. Us kids on the farm could always start driving as soon as we could see between the spokes of the steering wheel on the farm. Tractors, Jeeps, that was, you know, a big hit for us boys especially. We had our own swimming hole that we dug out of a spring and
wow,
had a place to cool off. Leeds being having the longest growing season in the state, according to the agricultural station out of Logan University. You could grow melons, you know, peaches were wonderful. They're great big Alberta peaches, bigger than a baseball. The sorghum was always wonderful. Cherries, apricots. My dad was famous for growing watermelons. And we had a fruit stand on the highway when it was old Highway 91 that came right through town. Mm-hmm. And the travelers, particularly California, would stop every year. They'd come and buy cantaloupes, cherries, apricots, or whatever. And it was really good for us kids because we learned some sales skills and some entrepreneurial skills. Life was safer back then.
Well, life was different when the highway went by and not the interstate, right? I mean, that's a real change for everyone in America. The interstate highway system, it changed our culture nationwide because towns and people weren't quite as accessible unless people wanted to take the exit. Isn't that right?
That's right. Well, there's lots of people that want to take the old Highway 91 route. And I'm actually working with the governor's office and the travel council to do some commemorating of old Highway 91 that starts at the California coast and goes all the way to Canada. And versus Route 66, which is a big deal,
mm-hmm.
Nothing's been done with Highway 91.
Well, what a great idea, and it could be such a great historical trip through time to take that road and remember what was there, see what's there now, and learn a little bit about the history of the West via that highway.
And stop and get off the busy freeway and slow down and, like you say, learn some great history. It would be good for the state, good for people. And so I felt like I needed to initiate this, and I hope that the governor and the travel council, They've kind of given it back to me to see what I want to do with it.
Hmm.
So
we'll need to have you keep us posted on that. That's a very exciting project.
I think it could be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be pretty exciting to see this film. Do you feel this film will represent what the sorghum industry is and was and what it was like to grow up in Leeds? Do you think this is a little slice of life that people might really enjoy seeing?
I really do. Leeds had its sesquicentennial just about 2 months ago. And you would not believe the people that came from all over to remember their, you know, growing up in Leeds. And it was the Leeds town did a fabulous job. There was food, there was programs, there was visiting, of course. The weather the day before was a blizzard, and the day of the event, it was absolutely heaven-sent day. The mayor and the town council up there did a fabulous job. All of us who grew up in Leeds, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, we really have fond memories of what it was like riding the school bus, you know, down from Leeds to the big city of St. George at that time. When I started the seventh grade, by the way, there was 5,000 people in the whole of Washington County.
Now that sounds heavenly. It's getting elbow to elbow lately.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, it sounds like this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us, especially those who've been here for a while. You know, we might go up to Silver Reef, we might pass through Leeds, but it'll be a great opportunity for all of us locals to learn the history of Leeds and see it from the perspective of the people who can really tell us what it was like, including you. I take it you urge us all to go down and join you, check out some sorghum, and take part in seeing this film. And I bet while you're there, if somebody has some questions about Leeds and growing up there, I have a feeling, knowing the guy you are, that you'll be happy to share a few stories. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, Julie. I appreciate this time, and we will have some sorghum there. One of the favorite things to do with it is to make sorghum butter. Now, everybody's heard of honey butter, but we take and whip a little bit of sorghum and butter together, and we put it, of course, on cornbread, toast, scones, Indian fry bread, whatever you want to put it
all
on.
All things I'm passionate about eating. It sounds it sounds wonderful.
It tastes quite a bit like caramel when you make the right kind of sorghum with butter. And then we will have that there for people to taste if they've never tasted sorghum before. They will be in for a treat.
I know they will. Just a moment ago, you had me try some. It was delicious, unique. I recommend it to everyone. Mike Eager, author, inventor, native of Leeds. Check him out. September 2nd, opening night of Doc Utah for the screening of Town for All Seasons, The Story of Leeds. It'll open the festival, as I said, Monday, September 2nd, and you can meet him and check out his book, Sweet Sorghum Dixie.
And the Sorghum Lapping Festival will be starting at 6. So they want to come and mingle and taste some, bring some sorghum or bring some cornbread.
Or whatever you'd like to put the sorghum on.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yes. Mike, you're the best. Thanks for joining us, and promise me that you'll come back and talk with us again.
Absolutely, I promise.
Thanks much.